I made you so that you could be my friends. And I tell you what, I looked at you and I said, they are wonderful. But you turned your backs on me. You decided to go your own way. You said, God, we don't need him. Look at the mess we're in with him. We'll get on all right without him. Your decision made me sad. And pretty soon, it made you sad too. Because without me to talk to turn to pray to, you turned against yourselves. You started fighting, bullying, hurting each other. And I just got sadder and sadder. I sent prophets to tell you how much I loved you. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel. You can read all about them in the Bible. But people didn't listen. So I had to come up with another plan.
Oh, look, Mary and Joseph are coming today. Who are they? Haven't you heard? They're engaged to be married and she's, you know.
Really? Honestly, the youth of today.
Good morning and welcome to our antenatal class. Mr. and Mrs.
Joseph and Mary.
Ah, yes, Mary and Joseph. They be due on the 25th of December. Lovely. Have you thought about names yet?
Well, I was thinking about...
Jesus?
Okay, well, if you just take a seat for a moment.
Good morning. You must be Elizabeth and Zechariah?
Yes, sorry, I forgot he can't talk.
Oh dear, laryngitis, is it?
No, he doubted God's word, and now look at him.
Just take a seat for a moment. She's a bit old for this childbearing business, isn't she?
More like a miracle at her age, I'd say.
Cousin Elizabeth, how lovely to see you.
Good to see you too, Mary. Golly, I think this one's going to be a footballer.
You are big though. Are you sure it is an elephant? When are you due?
That sounds uncomfortable. I'm overdue already, actually.
Fancy God choosing us though. Isn't it exciting? Such an honour. At first I was worried, but the angel said it would all be all right.
Well, at my age, it won't be easy, but if it is his will, how has Joseph taken the news?
He hasn't really talked about it much, but God spoke to him in a dream the other night. He seems much happier now.
Zechariah, how are you? Still can't talk, eh?
You can't blame me for doubting.
Having a baby at
her age, we should be grandparents by now. How about you?
Well, I have to admit, I was dubious of Mary's story at first. But, I mean, how does something like that happen? Certainly wasn't anything to do with me. But then, I had a dream and it was very compelling. It told me that I should stand by her, and here I am.
Elizabeth and Zechariah were an elderly couple. Their prayers for a child must have seemed optimistic. But when God spoke, they believed. Although Zechariah had to learn how to trust.
Mary and Joseph were about to embark on their married life together, when God revealed his plans for them. It was a shock to both of them, but they trusted. We can trust in God too, and the Bible gives us plenty of good reasons to do so.
And as for our story today, if you want to hear more, do come and join us next month, December, it's almost December now, isn't it? But on the 19th of December, we have our messy church service. On the 20th, our family carols. On the 24th, our wonderful crib service, which we run for many years now. And of course, a birthday party, 11 o'clock on the 25th of December. I do hope you can all make it.